Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love. That soundtracks the very first scene of the much talked about TV series Rivals, which is available now on Disney Plus. And if you're looking for scandal, hedonism, top drawer soundtrack, look no further. It's brilliant. It's outrageous. It's an adaptation of the Jilly Cooper classic novel. It's great fun, but it doesn't shy away from themes of sexual exploitation, snobbery, the vulgar excess of Thatcher's Britain. But what we want to talk about today is its amazing soundtrack. And I'm joined by Serena Bellissimo, film critic and host of the Bellissimo Files podcast, and Crossy from FM 104. Hello to you both.
Hi.
First of all, did you like it?
Yes.
Everything about it.
Yeah, like, me too. Loved it. Addicted to love, addicted to rivals. Just loved it. And I probably will have to watch the whole thing again.
Yeah, because this is what I was saying to you before we came on air, that I am trying to pace myself because you just want to keep going to the next episode. And just when you think, I know where this is going, it's like, I actually have no idea where this is going. Like the twists, the turns, it's just, it feels like TV we used to get in the 80s and 90s where you didn't have to apologise for that sort of TV that was being made. And because it's set in that era, you can actually go and do what they were doing on TV in that era. I think it's just fun. It's
great fun. I saw someone call it a bonkbuster instead of a blockbuster. And I was like, it is everything that you want. But I want to know, like, is there a lot of people in Ireland watching it with their mums or dads?
I hope not. Yeah.
I mean, I think the sex scenes, a lot of them are sort of funny. You know, it's a bit like a Carry-On film. Yeah. But I still wouldn't watch it with my mother.
No.
They're intense.
And this is the thing, because I know a friend of mine is watching it with her mom. And I was like, and how are those scenes? And she's like, she's just laughing. And I'm hiding behind a cushion going, what? But Dominic Treadwell Collins, the guy who's wrote, you know, the TV adaption of it, he used to be EastEnders. So he's wrote EastEnders for years. And he says,
he gets it.
He says, what I wanted to do is, for every boob, you see a man's as well. He says it's an equal opportunity. And I was like, that's the only equal thing that you have in it.
But do you know what? It has to be said, and this is going to sound ridiculous, I don't feel like the sex is gratuitous. I feel like it fits in with the storylines. It's not like, let's just throw in a sex scene to have a sex scene. You know, in like...
I'm not sure, Serena.
Am I just justifying all the sex?
I think there might be a little bit of that.
I feel like you're part of it sometimes. Your TV's that big, you're going, oh God, am I here?
Listen, let's talk about the music, because that's what really struck me from the very opening track, Addicted to Love. It is great, isn't it?
It's such a good song, and it's such a powerful scene at the start. Again, we're not going to give any spoilers, but they start off on a Concorde. How 80s could you be? There's so much money. One of the leads is in the toilet with somebody, and it literally starts off with that. You start off seeing a bum and you're going, oh, what's this about? Mm-hmm. And then you're full on into it.
Can be a little bit off-putting, but get through that. Serena, you had to get through the first episode.
Yeah, I thought the first episode, I was watching it going, I don't understand what I'm watching. And then I started watching the second and I was just like, I'm in the whole way.
Well, listen, let's go back to the soundtrack now and have another listen to one of the songs featured on Rivals. Song just screams 1980s, and this whole thing obviously set in the 1980s, but it does it so well, doesn't it, Serena? All of the excesses of the 80s.
It really does, and I think that's why this gets away with it, because the 80s were about excess, and they were, like, you hear that song and I'm thinking of a massive party, everybody getting together, and that's why I think the music is as much a character as all of the characters in this.
Yeah, I was talking to someone who worked in radio in the 80s and they were saying what annoyed him, you'll know this, Crossy, was that they kept crashing the songs. The DJs on the radio, if someone, because Aidan Turner is driving, and yeah, we'll hear this in a moment, and they crash it, which is, you know, you don't do that.
No, you let the song go away. It's about the song, not about the DJ. It is very much like that, but from what I've heard, you know, from people that I work with, that the 80s and 90s and radio, there were cigarettes, there were parties, they were coming in, you know, after a night out and they're going straight on air.
Yeah, couldn't comment to any of that.
I lived in the wrong times. God, it's so vanilla these days.
Yeah, listen, you missed the crack.
Now, I try to tempt it sometimes, but, and I think that's the mad thing about it, is that it's showing this lifestyle that obviously people had in the 80s. But like, as you said, everything to the cars, like even if you're a car fan, you're seeing the cars, the clothes,
the costumes, yeah.
Victoria,
yeah, I expect, we'll talk about Victoria, but I expect there'll be a big 80s fashion revival, yes, off the back of this. I've seen a bit of it already on Instagram, but you know, just the big earrings, the big hair, the big shoulder pads.
Because it's not all terrible, because we have to say the 80s were terrible and they were trashy, but there's some fun in, I think fashion has become so bland at the moment. Like you mentioned the word vanilla, right? Yeah. Fashion has become vanilla. You know, the Kardashians have made it so beige and black and white. And the 80s, it was anything goes and everything goes.
And Victoria Smurfit, you just mentioned her there.
I'm gonna bless myself every time I think of that. How amazing is Victoria Smurfit in this? It was like the role was made for herself and Aidan Turner, how they bounce off each other. And the mad thing is, we all know couples like them. Like there's all that, you know, with a bit of an edge, and they, you know, do they like each other? No, I think, they absolutely love each other. Oh, they kind of hate each other as well.
Yeah, so she's the brilliant Irish actress, Maud. She's got the fiery red hair, does not want to be living in rural England. She wants to be in London and carrying on with her career, and makes it known at every turn. Let's have some more music now. I mentioned that scene where Aidan Turner is driving in his car and he is driving along listening to this. If you be my bodyguard, I loved that scene because they allowed the song to play for ages. So I was sitting on my sofa screaming out the lyrics.
Yeah.
Just like we were back in the 80s.
And I think this is it. Like, did you know there's a lot of people now because of TikTok, you know, if there's people in their 20s and maybe their teens, they're starting to watch and listen to 80s music. You see vinyl is having such a massive rise now. And shows like this is feeding straight into it.
And do you know what they're saying though? Like, I have a 13-year-old daughter who will start singing a song. It's like, okay, this is a bit freaky. I was singing it when I was your age. She's like, no, mum, this is my song. It's like, no, hold on a sec. It has actually come from the 80s. And I think this is why we're all connecting as well. Like when I was listening to this and I was looking at the cast and I was thinking of what they were wearing, I'm taken back. Now, my parents, their lives were not like this. But it sort of takes me back to, you know, seeing my parents who I used to think were cool and how we felt about the adults in our lives in the 80s. Like, obviously not all the sex and stuff, but there's a nostalgia.
Careful now.
They only did it three times. But there's a nostalgia about this.
There
as well.
Is nostalgia. Yeah. And I wonder now, are there going to be tours of the houses? Like, will people want to go and see what the houses actually look like? Or a party. Imagine you're having a birthday party and you lived around that area and you're loaded and you rent out a house. Themed like that with a camel. Because there's a camel in one of the scenes in this.
You were giving your idea away.
It's a great idea.
Copyright that.
Yeah, like it's perfect. I think that's a great idea.
Well, I think once this starts to filter through now into popular culture, which it will in the next couple of weeks, when more and more people, we will have rivals themed parties. We will have next Halloween,
where
people dressing
up
like Victoria Smurfit's character and all of the rest of them. Yeah. Like it's an absolute given, right? Yeah. That is going to happen. You think it's rewatchable? You've watched it all. I've watched it all, Crossy. Serena, you've still
some. Two episodes to go.
You think you can go back and watch it again?
Oh, definitely. And especially for the music. Like, I found out this fact yesterday, right? So in September, October last year to September, October this year, the physical copies bounced up by 3,000%.
Wow.
Of physical copies of books, of people who are now going, who is this Jilly Cooper and what is she doing? I was talking to a girl earlier on and she says in the 80s, if she ever wanted pornography, there was none of that. The only thing you could get was Jilly Cooper. And I'm kind of going, so what were you doing? Just reading a book? And she says, yeah. She says, people of the 80s, that's what they were doing. Bonkbusters.
And Jilly has a cameo in it as well.
Yes.
You can always have in the restaurant. Listen, let's take another clip. Brian Ferry there, Slave to Love. And we should say, like, it's not all parties and sex and big hair. Like, they do address some pretty serious themes as well, don't they?
I think it was episode 4 and I was just, oh my. And we're not going to spoil it for anybody, but I will say, go in, just know that there are serious themes and themes that might trigger you as well. And the way they handled those, I think, are so well handled. Mm-hmm. And can I just give a quick shout out to the cast? We've mentioned Victoria and Aidan. Your man from EastEnders is
Danny
in it.
Danny
Dyer. He's incredible.
He's so,
so good.
But Emily Atack, like, you'll find yourself watching this, pausing it and going, I just need to Google all these faces because I've seen them and I would never have thought to cast them in something like this. Mm-hmm. And the casting has been incredible.
Yeah, and she's a star,
isn't she?
Yeah. And I'm delighted for her because she was typecast and she's in this role and just going, I love it. I'm at home here.
I have a really random one that I spotted. Ken Barlow's ex-wife, Denise. Remember she owned the hairdressers in Grenadier Street? For about 6 months. Do you remember her?
What? She's in it.
She is the receptionist in the TV station. That's Ken Barlow's ex.
That's how I knew her the whole way through. I was watching going, I know that woman. Ken Barlow's ex.
You will be watching this show at IMDb.
No, you've solved it for me because I was watching because there's one particular scene where she arrives at the house with an envelope. I don't want to spoil it, but there's photographs in the envelope. Going, I know her.
Yeah, that's who
she
is.
Solved it for me.
And she's been in Calendar Girls and The Board. Gosh, she's been everywhere. Once you see her face, now you'll know where she's
now
from.
Now you'll know who she is. Right, we can't leave this without playing this next clip from Christa Berg. I'm laughing because this is the moment when Crossy fell in love with Rupert.
Oh, Rupert. He's the person your mother told you to keep well away from him. He's dangerous. He's the talk of the town. And this is a moment in the scene where someone who he's chasing and you kind of go, oh, this guy, maybe he's changed. Maybe he's different. What's that thing to say? That's a red flag. Oh, no, I thought it was a circus. That's what it's like.
Oh, listen, it's so good. It's well worth watching if anyone hasn't seen it yet. And there's going to be another season.
Oh, absolutely.
They left it on a cliffhanger.
Half of
brilliant.
Her book.
Can't wait. Make it quickly. Serena Bellissimo, thank you so much for coming in along with Crossy. Good to see you both and enjoy. I'm going to rewatch it anyway. Right, time is up. We got to go. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. In the meantime, let's head over to Shay.